127-115, Lakers over the Utah Jazz in overtime. 35-22 now on the season. Utah falls to 42-15. I don't know the last time actually Utah has been in a tight race for best record in the NBA, and them and Phoenix, I think, are separated by a game now, but same in the loss column. Both teams with 15 losses. Lakers find a way in overtime to completely take over the game. If you want to be a part of the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show, 877-710-ESPN. We got a lot to get into. We're going to get a chance to hear from the players. Lakers head coach Frank Vogel, give us your thoughts on this game. You could also hit me on Twitter at Alan Sliwa. Okay, real quick, I want to just point out here the Lakers starters, the numbers from the starters. So KCP, Dennis Schroeder, 25 each. Drummond with 27. Kuzma with 13, Markieff Morris with 10. I mean, these starters, and you look at the plus-minus, each and every one of them, plus 15 and above. Dennis Schroeder was plus 10. But just every time these starters were in, and this is kind of one of those cases that I'm going to try to make here as we talk about depth for the Lakers down the road. Markieff Morris, Kyle Kuzma are going to come out of the starting lineup once LeBron James and Anthony Davis come back. So, to see the starting unit have this type of success, there's nothing better for me than seeing in these last few games that KCP is starting to get things going. Andre Drummond, obviously, incredibly key to figuring things out here, big picture with the Lakers, and understanding, okay, these are my strengths, this is how I can help this team, let me understand my defensive rotations, all the different stuff that you want to get into for Andre Drummond specifically. Dennis Schroeder has quietly been, in the absence of LeBron James and Anthony Davis, I would say arguably the most important player on this team. And every single night, if it's not diving for a loose ball or just an effort that he gives on each possession, he's still delivering. 25-8-6 is what he gave the Lakers tonight. 25-8-6. That's a fantastic stat line. And I mentioned Montrezl Harrell. Give him some love, too. He got the 12 points and 7 rebounds. The one disappointing thing I would say about this Lakers-Jazz game, and even this game coming up on Monday, we'll really never get a chance to see Lakers-Jazz, two powerhouses going at it, healthy. So the only time that could obviously happen is in the playoffs, in the postseason. And there's so many different scenarios that could play out between now and the next 30 days. Remember, the last Lakers game, regular season game, is May 16th. So if Lakers end up being a fifth seed and in the second round they go up against number one, well, what if number one is Phoenix? There's literally so many different scenarios that could play out. So it's tough to just kind of envision what eventually happens. But man, it is disappointing not to get a chance to see these two teams when they're both healthy. We might get that opportunity come playoffs. All right, let's take a quick listen here to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel on the 127-115 win in overtime over the Utah Jazz.
Hey, Frank, just zooming out in the whole game, how did you feel like you handled that unique nature of Utah's five-out lineup?
Yeah, I thought our guys really competed through it. You know, we know it's going to be a unique challenge a little bit. Expect the unexpected. Didn't know who they were going to start. We knew they'd have shooting bigs, which is not typical of Utah's system. And, they're very good at shooting three ball. And we knew they'd shoot more of them, you know, without a rolling big. So, Ilyasova got off in that first quarter. We made some adjustments to do a better job on him. He made one the rest of the way, and it was very well guarded. And it was a game where we made more in-game adjustments in this game than any game this year. You know, just to counter their different attacks. So I was proud of our guys for following the changing schemes throughout the game and competing to take the game over and then not panicking when Utah came and made that run in the fourth quarter when we went really cold for a stretch. We were able to not panic and force the overtime and secure the win.
Frank, it seemed like a lot of what you were getting late came from Dennis and Andre and some screen roll action. I just wondered what you saw with Utah's defense there and how key that was, especially with Dennis leading the way.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to stick with what's working for us. And you know, those two guys, whole game all night was working for us. So, when we had, our struggles during that one little drought there, we wanted to make sure that we stayed with that even when they went into the zone. And those guys were able to make enough plays to get the W.
And then, Frank, just wondered what the plan was for determining AD and if he's going to have any chance of playing on Monday in the rematch against Utah.
Yeah, unlikely he plays in that game, you know, but, you know, we'll see where he's at, you know, as we continue his work.
Dave?
Frank, can it be good in a way to lose a lead and then build it back up in terms of going through that type of experience for a group and something you could, you know, lean on in the future?
Yeah, I prefer not to lose the lead and just to secure the game. But, you know, there's positives in it in every situation like that, you know, to have a team storm back into a game and take the lead, you know, the way they did, and to not panic is definitely something we can draw on going forward, because, you know, there's going to be another team at some point in the future that makes a run like that. And we have this experience to know that we'll prevail.
Kyle, you stuck?
Hey, sorry. Specifically with Andre, what did you make of his ability to be in the defense when Utah, you know, was able to play five out? What did you learn about his ability to rotate and match up in that?
Yeah, what's a challenge? It's a challenge for any big, you know, to play against 5 3-point shooters when they're used to man in the paint. And you know, the challenge for us is that he's so new to our system. You know, that, you know, even though we can show him all the tape and take him through all the reps in practice and whatnot, you know, it's it takes some time to get familiar with the scheme in the real time against an opponent that, you know, you're not sure what they're going to run. And, you know, to have that cohesiveness with his teammates, you know, it takes time. But I thought he just competed through it. You know, we changed the matchup a little bit. You know, he got his hands on a lot of balls defensively, you know, which, you know, really created, you know, the third quarter run that was really good. And, you know, it's just going to be one of those situations that the more opportunities, more reps he gets playing against that, okay, the stronger he'll be and the stronger we'll be.
Dan?
Frank, you guys have asked Dennis to do a lot of different things over the course of this season, sort of as a point guard. In this stretch without LeBron and AD, how much more comfortable do you think he's gotten as you've asked him to be more aggressive as a scorer? And then you could kind of just talk about his last, I think, like 90 seconds, right, where he scores, bodies up Clarkson, forces an air ball, comes back down, scores again, a pretty impressive stretch.
Yeah, no, it definitely was a great stretch and a big reason for the victory. And, you know, I think he's very comfortable in our system with this year's teammates. With his teammates, you know, I think he's very, very comfortable, and that's one of the silver linings with Bron and AD being out.
Jordan, Richard.
Hey, Coach. I just wanted to talk to you and give you credit for the adjustments that you guys made around the 2-minute mark in the fourth quarter. You took Drummond out. I know he wasn't happy about it, but you guys make a run. Then at the start of the overtime, you elect to put him back in, kind of show your trust in him. Can you just talk about that? With the adjustments that you guys made with that situation?
Yeah, well, he wants to be in there, you know, obviously like any great competitor. And, you know, we had we gave up two clean looks. One went in, one did not. And it just felt instinctually at that point that we needed to downsize to try to minimize the damage we were incurring at the three-point line. But, you know, we did feel like Drum throughout the game was going to, you know, he played against 5 3-point shooters the whole night. So, you know, we felt like he could still be a factor, but in that moment, you know, it felt like to get the game under control, that was the move to make. And, you know, we were able to get it back under control. And, you know, he rewarded my trust by putting him back in there in the overtime by really dominating the overtime, you know, with block shots and boards and finishing it at the rim, even making his free throws when they try to foul him. So just a great night for Drum. And, you know, the first real, a positive night, I think, in a Lakers uniform for him. So I'm super happy for him.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel right there. Definitely, I do love the kind of the focus on Andre Drummond, simply because you want this guy to build some confidence as we get closer to the postseason, and we know things are going to get a lot easier for him once LeBron James and Anthony Davis come back. All right, we come back, we'll get a chance to listen to the defensive play of the game. Lakers actually had some defensive stops here, even though they give up 115 points. Obviously, the offense had it going for the Lake Show. And the next game for the Lakers, game number 2 against the Utah Jazz. All that coming up next. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Ingles dribbles left. Ingles still dribbling. Bounce pass stolen again by Drummond. Drummond again on a breakaway. 360. Spins and lays it in. Who is this guy? Timeout, Utah. Andre Drummond doing his best Magic Johnson impersonation.
The defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. We give you more options, unique offers, and exclusive opportunities to get the coverage you need at the best price. Visit SaveWithAdrianas.com today. Adriana's Insurance, more options, no contracts, just savings. 127-115, the final score. Looking at some of the defensive stats here real quick. So Lakers, steals 8, blocks 8. The Jazz, 10-3. Actually, 8-8 is pretty solid for, you know, I know this game went into overtime. Some of these stats are a little bit different because you get 5 extra minutes. The reality is offense was the name of the game in this afternoon's game, and that's okay. I mean, this is one of those games where, because so many of the main players are gone, you're just assuming, okay, is there going to be much of a flow to this game? Is it going to be exciting? I mean, how are the Jazz going to play without Mike Conley, Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert? But the game actually had a great flow to it. I thought it was clean for the most part. Lakers did have that stint there in the fourth quarter where they just couldn't hit a shot, and Utah goes on that 15-0 run. But there were some key possessions, and I think I've kind of – this has been my theme as far as this Lakers season so far, all these individual players that have tried to figure things out, and their role has – you know, certainly gone up a notch because LeBron and Anthony Davis aren't there. It's going to serve the Lakers well. I mean, at some point, we're going to get to the playoffs, and players are not going to they won't be as concerned that LeBron and AD are getting a breather on the bench. They can kind of carry their own for a little while. Why? Because they've been doing it for over 30 days with LeBron out, or right around 30 days, I'm sorry. March 20th is when LeBron went out, so we're coming close to that. They've been doing it for over 2 months without Anthony Davis. So there's a stretch for some of these players, and I think a certain flow to the game right now that it's not perfect. There are times this one would have hurt. If Lakers lost this game, especially after having that lead going into the fourth quarter by 12, we'd have been sitting here. The postgame show would have been a lot different. But they do find a way to win, and that's obviously all that matters at the end of the day. I will say this also, too, on Jordan Clarkson. Man, what a nice player he is. He's probably going to end up winning the Sixth Man of the Year award. Obviously, most Laker fans are very familiar with his game, spending a few years here with the Lakers, but just kind of seeing his development, it's kind of interesting here. You got a chance to see what Julius Randle's doing with the Knicks, what Jordan Clarkson's doing in Utah, what, of course, B.I. is doing. It's a nice combination of players that used to be with the Lakers are still having success, and we want them to have success, just not against the Lakers. All right, Markieff Morris, who I'll continue to say is arguably the most underrated player on this Lakers team, another 10 points, 12 rebounds. Here's Markieff on the Lakers win.
Hey, Keefe, I was just wondering, in that stretch in the fourth quarter when things just went cold and, you know, turnovers, Utah scoring, what did you guys do to refocus and to get out of that slump?
Just stay poised. I hit a couple of tough shots, man. I thought we did a great job of contesting the 3-point line. But you know, they shot 56 threes or something, 59 threes or something like that. Eventually they was gonna start making some. It was a couple that we left open. And you know, they're great shooters. So, you know, we kept our poise, was able to get the ball at the end.
You generally don't miss many games. You know, the ankle was swole up on you the last couple. How did that feel, and how did that impact your getting back into rhythm tonight, if at all?
Felt cool. It was a little sore. Yeah, it felt even better to come back well-rested after, you know, my blood was up 4 days or 5 days or something like that. It felt even better getting back out there after a couple games off.
And then also just wondered what you thought of Drummond and how you feel like he's been integrating into the squad and specifically with tonight's game, Keith.
He was a monster in the paint, man. It was, they played small, so, you know, we need him to dominate the paint. We're going to need that, you know, in the playoffs. Just want to keep, encouraging him to, you know, dominate the paint, get every rebound, contest every shot, and, you know, just do small things to win.
Dan?
Hey, Markeith. I think the play-in is a month from tomorrow. You guys are getting healthier. AD will be back soon. LeBron after that. Are you getting a sense that it's time to kind of ramp up? Are you feeling that within your group? And is there, do you guys kind of see the light at the end of this grind?
I don't think we ever lost focus of the light. We're not worried about a play-in at all. I don't even know when the date is for that. I know it's next month, but that won't involve us. Yeah, healthy at the right time. It's perfect for us, man. With this crazy season with all these games and back-to-back nights and days off in between, you know, without our best two players, we held it down for the most part. Now we're getting it back fully healthy and ready, you know, make this work.
Keith, I think I meant what I meant by saying there's a month. I mean, like, the playoffs in general are almost here, is I guess what I was saying.
They say the playoffs, they don't say no play in.
is that though? Like, is there an energy that comes from that it's like feeling closer?
I would say the energy is more so feeling closer to getting our big dogs back, and then actually getting to the playoffs.
Kyle?
Hey, Keith. First of all, that's a hell of a hat right there. Second off, Dennis with, you know, three buckets in the last 2 minutes of regulation. Do you get the sense that his poise has grown for moments like that?
Yeah. You know, I played with Dennis in OKC. He's always, he's always in the moment. Tonight we need him to score more. He made some great plays down at the end of the game. He's always live, man. Great defensive player. And, we get to the point now where I think, you know, everybody knows each other's game. And that's what's helping us out. We need that, you know, camaraderie, everything we need going into the playoffs. And, we had the game that we needed him to have to win tonight.
We'll take two more. Gahari Jones.
Hey, what's going on, my chief? Can you just elaborate on you guys' ability to come together and just hold it down while your two superstars are out, and just your ability to stay patient and just be able to play big minutes now that you have in this role, right?
First and foremost, we're a championship team. We got championship DNA. We won a championship last year, and we got a lot of guys that was on the team last year that won a championship. So with that DNA, we just use it every game. Some games we're going to lose. You know, the fact of the matter is that we got to continue to play hard, and we know what's coming. We know we're preparing ourselves for the playoffs. We know it's time, and we know, from here on out, everything counts.
Last one, Corey Harrison.
Corey Harrison from the Out of Bounds Sports Podcast. How you doing, Markeith?
What's up, bro?
Congrats on the win, man. So what are the main components in this game that you would like to see carry over for next game against them again on Monday?
I would say rebounding. I think we dominate on the glass. Rudy probably will be back Monday. We just still got to, continue to dominate the glass, continue to play hard. We can clean up some things with the switching and the communication on the defensive end. And closing the game out better, man. We were supposed to close that out. We was up 5 late in the game and, kind of let them get back in it. And then they hit a 3 up 2, but we was up 1 before Dennis got the layup. And those type of things, are not going to fly in the playoffs. We got to be locked in, attention to detail, and just doing stuff that's just going to make our team better, man. That's just it.
All right, that's Markeith Morris. I love his honesty. Let's just say he's not sugarcoating anything. Markeith Morris, Obviously happy about the win, but also says Lakers could be a lot better. Not crazy about obviously blowing that fourth quarter lead. 127-115, the final score. We come back. I want to continue to talk about this Lakers win over the Jazz and kind of look ahead a little bit to Monday's game. I'll assume Rudy Gobert, Mike Conley, some of these other players, these key players will be back. Don't expect Donovan Mitchell. And like Coach said, probably, you know, Anthony Davis. Stay right here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on factory direct high quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how. Locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956, Vista Paint. Heard Markieff Morris actually mention it, how he felt like the Lakers dominated in the paint. They did. Points in the paint, it was 64-38. Rebounding, 52-37. Enjoy those stats, because if Rudy Gobert comes back on Monday, that's obviously going to be a much different story. Him and Derek Favors, but Rudy Gobert, one of the best big men in the NBA to protect the paint and you know, obviously on the defensive side, protect the glass, grab rebounds. So we'll see how things progress on that front. So real quick here, I want to go to Monday, because right now, I think if you would have said through the first nine games of the month of April, you said, what would be a good record for the Lakers here? Drummond missed a couple of games. LeBron and AD, I'm not even going to talk about anymore because they've been out obviously for a while. Nine games in, what would be a good record? So they beat the Kings, lost to the Clippers. Beat Toronto, lost to Miami. Beat Brooklyn, lost to New York. Beat Charlotte, lost to Boston. Beat Utah. They're 5-4 in these nine games. There's no two-game winning streaks or two-game losing streaks. It's literally win one, lose one, win one, lose one. And that's kind of that's exactly how it's gone so far. If, let's say, Anthony Davis misses this next game coming up on Monday, and if, you know, Utah is healthy for the most part, but they don't have Donovan Mitchell, that's going to obviously be a tough game, Monday's matchup, that Monday evening game, if Mike Conley and Rudy Gobert and Derek Favors are back. If you're 5-5 through 10 games in April, this was the month. This was the challenging, challenging month that we all kind of anticipated was going to be incredibly difficult. It's going to be a tough game. I mean, so many different things kind of fall into this conversation about this specific month. 5-4 right now. If they find a way to, you know, win another one on Monday, they could be 6-4 through those first 10 games. But either way, what you have left in the month of April after this game on Monday, you got two against the Dallas Mavericks, and then two more games on the. You go on a four-game road trip. Two are in Dallas, one against Orlando, one against Washington, and then Sacramento at home to close out the month. The last three games, Lakers are going to obviously be expected to win all three of them. Orlando's no good. Washington is no good. Sacramento's no good, and that's going to be a home game. We'll see where the Lakers are health-wise. So you got a really strong opportunity here. I know the Dallas games are the key games. I know that's the one you know, we've all kind of been talking about and hyping up and everything else. But you definitely, definitely have a great opportunity to come out of this month in April over 500. And actually probably a couple games over 500. What that's going to mean in the NBA standings, we'll have to wait and see. Where's Dallas by the time the month ends? We'll have to wait and see. But I think overall you should feel good about Lakers obviously making this type of a run. All right, let's take a quick listen here. This is Andre Drummond on the Lakers' 127-115 win over the Utah Jazz. Lakers win in overtime. They're 35-22.
Hey, Andre, there was that cold stretch in the fourth quarter, and just wondered what you guys focused on to get out of it with this kind of part of the screen roll action with you and Dennis, and how that ended up getting you to overtime.
You know, guys, that's a great question. I think for me personally, you know, I spoke about this before, trying to find the chemistry with guys on the court. And, you know, we found something that really worked for us down the stretch of the game, and we kept going to it, and they didn't stop it. So now we know that that's something we can use down the stretch of games and throughout the game.
And Andre, such a unique look with Utah, the way they played tonight, of course, almost five out for the entire game. What adjustment was that defensively, and how did you guys eventually get to that, cutting it out in the overtime?
We just played. You know, we paid attention to the defensive schemes. Everybody was on one string. I mean, obviously, we made some mistakes throughout the game, which brought them back in that fourth quarter. But when it's time to lock in, we found a way to come out with a win.
And then just wanted to ask you about the toe. Obviously, you missed the last game. Frank said it was something you got it re-aggravated and stepped on again. How did you get through tonight's game, and how do you think it'll go moving forward?
I think I'll be fine. You know, it's something that obviously is going to take some time. Anybody that knows what that injury is like knows it's not something that happens overnight. So sometimes it does flare up every now and again. But more times than not, I'm taking care of it. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do to make sure I can be out there on the court. And moving forward, I think I'll be fine.
Kyle?
Hey, Andre, I was just wondering. hey, what's up, man? Appreciate the spirit always. I saw you wave to some fans after the post-game interview. Saw the streamers come down. I love L.A. What's it like to experience a little bit of what a home win is like with fans at Staples Center?
You know, with the fans being in the arena, it was kind of a surreal moment for me because, you know, I've been in this arena on the opposing side and, you know, seeing them win and seeing the streamers come down and seeing the excitement and the energy in the arena and to be on this end and see what it's like, it definitely was a great feeling. It's something that I want more of.
Dan?
Hey, Andre. What have you made of Dennis's sort of competitive spirit in your limited time with him so far? What did you see from that, from him trying to dunk? I think it was in the fourth quarter to kind of just his play down the stretch.
Dennis is a competitor. I mean, I've played against Dennis his whole career. You know, I've got a chance to, you know, watch him and play against him. And he's always been that way his whole career. And to be his teammate now and see it firsthand, he's an incredible player. He doesn't give up. He plays every possession like it's his last. And defensively, he's far more, you know, advanced than people give him credit for. He's incredible defensively. He's great on both ends of the court.
Dave?
Andre, two quick questions. One, Frank said someone aggressively stepped on your foot in Brooklyn. What happened exactly?
You know, I can't remember. All I remember is I was, I think I was going to the basket and I got double teamed and got crushed.
Okay. So. And then to follow up there, unrelated, you go 7-for-8 from the free throw line today. Has there been any adjustment that you've made since coming to the Lakers? Was it just a good day from the line? How do you credit that?
Just the focus. I know that that's something that I have, you know, against me throughout my career, and I've gotten better at it throughout my career. Being here now, having a clean slate, and, you know, with no, you know, extra ear people talking in my ears, to just focus and being at the line and shooting the shot that I know I can make.
Thanks. We've got time for a couple more. Michael Duarte.
Yeah, Andre, as Dave was just saying, 7-for-8 from the line, 27 points, a couple steals, a block. Was this your best performance, you believe, in a Lakers uniform? And how is that chemistry you mentioned coming along so far?
I think tonight was a good game for all of us. I think for me personally, I think it was a pretty solid game. I just played my game. I'm just out there to, you know, help this team the best way I can. As a unit, we clicked on all cylinders. You know, we didn't allow adversity to, you know, get us out of our game, because they did have a hell of a run down the stretch of the game to, you know, tie the game up and actually take the lead and, you know, put us in a position to almost lose the game with Diaz coming down with that great layup to put us in overtime. So, you know, the chemistry's getting there. You know, we're taking it day by day and we're having fun as we do it.
All right, that's Andre Drummond right there. Lakers over the Utah Jazz, 127-115, the final score. Lakers go to overtime. They're 35-22. Our final thoughts coming up next. Plus, we'll get a chance to talk about game number 2 against the Utah Jazz coming up this Monday. Stay right here. Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Take down the Utah Jazz. Just a quick W on a Saturday afternoon. Start off the weekend right. Lakers got another one coming up against the Jazz on Monday. That's a 7 p.m. tip-off, by the way. 127-115 the final score. 35-22 on the season are the Lakers. Got a chance. You know, I feel like a lot of this post-game show, we've heard a lot of compliments thrown towards Andre Drummond, as it should be. But don't forget about Dennis Schroeder, 25 points, 8 assists, and 6 rebounds. Don't forget about KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. We'll actually get a chance to hear KCP right now, get his thoughts on this Lakers W over the Utah Jazz.
KCP, what's up? I'm here for you. I'm like Mike.
appreciate that.
How's your calf? And what happened on that play? It went so well until you hit the ground.
Just a little cramp. So calf is good. You know, just a little treatment, hydrate. You know, for the rest of the night, I should be good and fine, be ready to go. But it was all due to previously I got kneed in my quad. So that kind of like knotted up a little bit, and then it just trickled down to the calf. But other than that, I'm fine. Just a little calf soreness from the cramp.
Kyle?
Hey, a little bit off topic, but, you know, Markieff is back, leads you guys on the glass tonight. What does his presence do for the team, and does he kind of fill sort of a versatile role depending on what you need that night?
Yeah, he definitely fill that versatile role that we need. You know, he's a pick-and-pop big, can shoot the ball, you know, make plays for us off the dribble. You know, like, and also, like you said, he's rebounding the ball. You know, he's in there trying to get extra possession for us. And also getting defensive rebound and when we need him. You know, he's an all-around player for us right now. And he's doing his job.
Dave?
Kenny, what was the feeling like in the fourth when you guys go up 13 and Utah goes on that 15-0 run? And then the fact that you walk away from this game with a win, what does that do for the group?
Man, I feel like it just builds our confidence. You know, we know when we get down, you know, don't panic, you know, stay together, which coach always emphasized in the locker room, stay together no matter what. They go on runs. I mean, it's a game of basketball. So just stay with each other, stay patient, you know. And basically what we do best, we had to lock down on defense, you know, just stop that run and actually just get back in the game.
Jim Alexander?
Yeah, in a larger sense, you talk about patience. The fact that you guys have been able to break even while AD and Bron were out, what does that do as far as confidence, knowing that they're going to be back sometime, and by the time you guys get to the playoffs in a month, you're going to be fully loaded?
It just, you know, builds everybody confidence on the team, knowing that playing without them guys, you know, our leaders on the court and off the court. And just, I feel like it helped us figure out who we are, you know, without our superstars. You know, we team first basketball, you know, and just playing for each other. I feel like that's helping us build that chemistry, you know, without our two superstars. You know, and when they come back, you know, it should be the same. You know, as far as like how we're playing and just our role.
And then the fact that you've been able to integrate a couple of new players in, Andre and then Ben McLemore, and how you've had time to kind of do that now. How much does that help to be able to work guys in?
It helps a lot because we're gonna need them guys to just know the game plan, you know, and how we, you know, we roll on both sides of the court. You know, I feel like Dre he had a great game tonight where he was figuring out, you know, where to be, how to be, you know, the game plan that coach put in there for us. And as far as Ben, you know, he's here to shoot the ball. You know, he's a shooter, you know, spread that floor. And it's easy to work in, like, you know, shooters. When you just, you know, moving and shooting the ball. So we just all got to just get them to know more of the plays and
just a little bit more of the defensive scheme that we emphasize every day. So it's been good. You know, them guys has really picked up, you know, how we wanted to play.
All right, that's KCP right there. By the way, I did mention this. KCP, Dennis Schroeder, both 25 points. Every time I feel like KCP's got a night like tonight, you could just feel, all right, come playoff time, KCP's number is going to be called. And, you know, you want players like this to be ready for that moment. KCP, we've seen it before. Guys like Dennis Schroeder, you know, Andre Drummond, they have not been in real deep playoff runs yet in their career, so we'll have to wait and see. But I think a lot of these games help prep for what that's going to look like down the road. 127-115 the final score. Lakers over the Jazz. I mentioned 35-22 on the season now. That puts the Lakers in fifth place. Utah, surprisingly, tied in the loss column with the Phoenix Suns. I don't ever remember looking at the standings over the last couple months and seeing that, but there's some reason to it. Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, Mike Conley all don't play in this afternoon's game. All right, next game for the Lakers, it's the Utah Jazz again. We're going to do it again on Monday. Pregame show with myself and MT will start at 5:30. Tip-off will be at 7 o'clock. This will be the final home game for the Lakers before they go on a four-game road trip. Thank you to everybody that tuned in. Thank you to Laura Roma Lopez. Thank you to Rebecca Womble. Thank you to Jesse Lopez. LA, as always, greatly appreciate you guys tuning in. This is the Pizza at Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.